Now KRWG News. It's 6:45. Good morning. This is KC Counts. State legislators are considering criminal penalties, including jail time and civil fines, for people who knowingly buy or sell endangered wildlife parts and products. A Senate committee endorsed the bill from Democratic Senator Mimi Stewart of Albuquerque yesterday on a 6-3 party line vote with Republicans in opposition. Stewart said 10 other states have adopted their own enforcement provisions on wildlife parts trafficking to support federal and international restrictions. New Mexico district courts would be able to enforce fines of up to $25,000 per object, with potentially higher fines for highly valuable animal products. The Doñana Arts Council celebrates February for the Love of Art Month with their new executive director, Gregory Z. Smith. Emily Guerra spoke with Smith about his support for the arts and the community.
You were Las Cruces City Councilor for District 2 for 8 years, and then winding up, did you know what you wanted to do?
Well, I was looking at starting a nonprofit to do something that I had wanted to do on the council, and I've been referring to it as IQ'd, Innovative Infill Initiatives, taking vacant, underused, or abandoned properties, built on or not, and looking for ways to put them into productive use in our community for housing, for artist lofts, things like that, looking for ways to kind of raise the bar as far as what some of our vacant properties look like and how they then are put into productive use. So I was really gearing up to starting a nonprofit and doing all of that when I got this request from them. And one of the things that I thought is, you know, we could make this one with my background in architecture, and many people have often referred to as architecture as one of the arts, make this effort to improve the appearance and the interaction in our community part of what we do. So I still have to make sure that the board is on board for that, but I think it's something that makes a lot of sense to me, and I look at it as we've talked about artist lofts and things like that being in the Amador Proximo area. We've talked about other ways to get public art and things like that more accessible to our community. So this is something that I'm hoping I can do as part of the Arts Council as the executive director. But if it turns out that they don't see that as a fit, it'll still be something I want to do on my own.
Well, there's a lot that you have looking forward to coming up for the Love of Art Month.
Yes.
February.
For the Love of Art Month, yes, February. We're also working on a sort of a preview for some of the people in the space industry who are an increasing part of our population here. We'd like to welcome folks, but also do that kind of connection between the arts and the engineering.
You're going to be adding on to a lot of the things that have already been created in the last few years.
50 years worth, almost. Well, it's since 1971. So when we have our 50th anniversary of the Arts Council and the Renaissance Fair in 2021, we're going to be doing some neat things with the Renaissance Fair and a lot of celebratory things all year long. Also, the Arts Fair that's coming up in March is actually our 10th Arts Fair. So we've had some great things going on. These are events. They certainly are not the only things that the Arts Council does. They're part of the outreach, part of the education, part of the support for the arts in Las Cruces. So a lot of neat things have been happening, but yes, we'll be building on the work that the past executive directors have done and the past Arts Councils have done. It's not all the executive director. But I will tell you that I believe out of all of the previous executive directors, maybe two or three in the last 50 years are people I haven't known. The rest I've been, you know, familiar with. I've gotten a tour of the Rio Grande Theater before work started on renovating that. Been supporting the Renaissance Fair and other events and things that they've been doing for a long time.
And Kathleen Albers was the executive director for many years.
I think 7 or 8. So, you know, quite a long period of time, basically virtually the whole time that I was on the city council. And I've known some of the previous directors like Ceci Vasconcelos, Larry Braxton, Heather Pollard, Nancy Meyer. So there's quite a long list of people who've been contributing to this, and it's really been great effort over the years. I look at that as them having done the foundation and some of the structure, and we're going to take this and basically make this a decade for the arts, looking at ways to take a broad spectrum of the community and connect them to a wide range of the arts, looking at ways to really connect everybody. The arts are for everyone. Look at it as an economic driver. Look at it as a source of community pride. Look at it as a way for people to express themselves and to have unique opportunities, both in how they entertain themselves, in how they enjoy their quality of life in Las Cruces, and to make Las Cruces a destination and a hub for the arts. You know, tourism is a great industry for us, and the arts are a great source of energy and excitement for tourism, as well as people who are coming here as guests, not necessarily as tourists, and those of us, most importantly, those of us who live here.
Hear Emily's entire interview with Greg Smith tomorrow at 5 on Fronteras or on krwg.org on Puentes.